We're up to Perek Shi, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. In most standard Rambams, that will be end up Yud Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. David Barer Mefurish B'Torah, Shi Mitzvah Medes La'olam U'Lo'om Mi'olamim. It is clearly stated in the Torah that the commandments of the Torah stand for all eternity. Ein Alo Shinoi V'Lo Giron V'Lo Tosfos. It has no change, no diminishing, or no addition. Shinamar, as the Torah explicitly states, as kala davar shenoch mitzav eschem, everything that I command you, also sishmu lasos, that you should keep, loso sefer lo v'lo sigu mimenu, do not add to it, nor subtract from it. Shinamar, it also says in the pasuk, v'niglas lanu l'vaneinu ad olam, the revealed things are to us and to our children forever, lasos is called divrei Torah zos, to do all of the words of this Torah. It says there explicitly that it's forever. This teaches us that all of the words of the Torah we commanded to do forever. As it says, Chukas Olam L'Dor Oseichem, an eternal statute for all of your generations. Now, it also says in the pasuk, Lo Shamayni, the Torah is not in the heavens. In other words, the Torah that we have is the Torah. There's nothing in the heavens that was left over and that's going to change the Torah. This teaches us, from now on, a prophet cannot make anything new. The Torah is total. It can't be added to or subtracted from. None of it was left in the heavens. It's all here, and therefore no prophet can change it. If a man arises, whether he is a non-Jew or a Jew, and he does a sign or a miracle, and he says, Hashem shlacho, lehosef mitzvah, legrala mitzvah, he says, Hashem sent him to add a commandment or to take away a commandment, or to explain a new interpretation of a mitzvah, one that we did not hear from Moshe. Oshamar, or if he says, "Oshin a mitzvah should establish Ben Yisrael, ain't only olam uladari daros, and a mitzvah l'fi hazman hayu." Instead of saying that Hashem is adding a mitzvah, he's saying that the mitzvahs were from Hashem, but they were not for all generations; they were only temporary. I read the Navi Sheker. One who claims to say this as a prophet is a false prophet. For he is coming to deny the prophecy of Moshe. Umisaso b'chenek. He is put to death by strangulation. Al shehezeh the davar b'shem Hashem asher lo tzivahu. For daring purposely to speak in the name of Hashem what he was not commanded to do. Shehu barach shemol tzivah l'moshe shemitzvah zos lo levanenu ad olam. Because Hashem, blessed is he, commanded Moshe that the mitzvahs that we're given is for us and our children forever. God is not a man who lies. And if he said it's forever, it is so. And any prophet who attempts to change that is a false prophet. Now the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Torah says that you're supposed to kill a false prophet. It doesn't specifically say a prophet tells you to change the Torah. But it's obvious. If a prophet prophesies something and it turns out he was lying, he's put to death. Well, here we know he's lying, because we know that Hashem did not tell him to change the Torah. Therefore, he's automatically a false prophet, and therefore the rule of false prophet that the Torah says applies to him, and he is put to death. Halacha Beis. Kain, lama nemar b'tar navi yakim lehem mekar v'chayim kamocha. If a prophet doesn't really make any new laws, why does it say in the Torah that Hashem says to Moshe that I will cause a prophet to stand up from your brethren just like you? The answer is, Lorasos das huba, he's not coming to make a religion. Ela latzavas adivra Torah, to command concerning the words of the Torah, ulahazir om shalayavro leha, and to exhort the people, to warn them not to transgress the Torah. Kmo sha'amar achun shebehem, like the last of the prophets, Malachi said, zichru Torah Moshe Abdi, remember the Torah of Moshe my servant. Another role of the prophet is if he commands us in a permitted thing, not a mitzvah or an avera, a commandment or a sin. To go, for example, if he tells us, go to a certain place or do not go. Wage war today or don't wage war. Build this wall or do not build it. Then it is a commandment to listen to him. Because he's not telling you to go against the Torah, and if he's a true prophet, you must listen to him. One who transgresses and does not listen to the words of a true prophet is liable to the death penalty at the hands of heaven. He's not put to death, but he dies at the hands of heaven. It says, and it shall be that a man who does not listen to the prophet who speaks in my name, I will search him out and I will punish him. Similarly, a prophet who transgresses his own words, he doesn't listen to his own words. Or Vakovish Nebuaso, one who withholds his prophecy and refuses to prophesy what he was supposed to. Chayv Misvede Shemayim, he's liable to death at the hands of heaven. Ubishlosh Nemar, by all three it says, Anochi Adrosh Mimo, I will search him out and punish him. Chayim Yom Alanu Anavi, Shenod Alanu Shunavi, similarly. If a prophet who we know to be a genuine prophet, he's been tested already, we know that he's a prophet. If he tells us, Lavalach Mikol Mitzvah Samuris Batara, or Mitzvah Harbe, Ben Kalas Ben Chamuros, Lufisha, he tells us that Hashem told him that we should transgress any of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or even many of the mitzvahs, whether they are light mitzvahs or heavier mitzvahs. He tells us we are supposed to transgress temporarily. Mitzvah l'shmolo, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Hashem can tell the prophet to tell us to break a mitzvah temporarily. How do we know this? We learn from the early sages, from the words of the tradition that they had, in all things, if the prophet tells you transgress on the words of the Torah, like Eliyahu, the prophet, who on Mount Carmel had the Jews offer a sacrifice, which you're not allowed to do outside of the temple. So in all of those things, Shemalo, listen to him. Except for idolatry. Even temporarily, you're not supposed to worship other gods under any circumstance. Now this is provided that the matter is temporary. For example, Eliyahu on Mount Carmel, that he brought a burnt offering outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem had already been chosen for the offerings. One who brings a sacrifice outside is liable to the punishment of Koris, to be cut off. But Neshu Navi, since he is a prophet, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. The Gambazan, Emre Lov Tishmon. Even concerning this, it says you should listen to him. Ilu Shalos Eliyahu. Now, if they would have asked Eliyahu Anavi, Ranulah, they would have said to him, Heyat Naka Mashikosu Batara Pentala Losecha Bachomako. How can we uproot what it says in the Torah, lest you bring up your burnt offerings in any place? That's forbidden outside of the chosen site of Jerusalem. Hayame, he would say, Lo Nemre Elamate Bachutz Laolam Chayv Koris Kamosh Tziva Moshe. It only says that if all of the time that a person brings a sacrifice outside of Jerusalem, he's liable to Koris, as Moshe commanded. But today, I'm going to bring a sacrifice outside by God's word. In order to deny, to prove false, the prophets of Baal. He had a contest with them, and Hashem told him through this altar that he makes here, and their sacrifice will fail, and yours will succeed, they will be refuted. In the same way, if a prophet should command you to transgress temporarily, it's a mitzvah to listen to them. However, if they say that the matter is uprooted for all times, they're put to death by strangulation. Because the Torah said this is for us and our children forever. And if you're trying to say that it no longer is in existence, then you are a false prophet, and you're put to death. Halacha Dalet. V'chein imakar davar midvarim shlomanu pi hashmua. If the prophet is uprooting not only a specific explicit mitzvah, but something that we learn from the tradition handed down in the oral Torah. Oshama bedin medinei haTorah sheshem tziva lo shedin kachu. Or if he said that God commanded him concerning a certain law, that the law is a certain way. V'alacha kidivri ploni, or the law is like Rabbi so-and-so. He is a false prophet and he is put to death by strangulation. Even though he made a sign, because he's denying the Torah. The Torah says it's not in the heaven. It has to be decided here in this world. And if he is claiming that the Torah should be decided by the word of God, that is either uprooting some teaching that we have, or even just deciding the halacha one way or another, then he is going against what it says the Torah is not in the heaven. But on a temporary basis, we would listen to him concerning anything. The Kesef Mishnah points out that although in the beginning of the chapter the Rambam seemed to imply that it is only a prophet who wants to change the Torah who is put to death, here he seems to be saying that even if he's not changing, he's just deciding the halacha based on prophecy, that too is a sign that he's a false prophet, because halacha is not determined that way. And if he claims that it is, then he is a false prophet. In the beginning of the chapter, the Rambam just wanted to refute the views of those cults and religions who say that the Torah is changed, and therefore he emphasized that. But in fact, you can't even decide a halacha, even if you're not going against the tradition, just decided on the basis of prophecy, that is also a sign of a false prophet. Halacha hei, b'med bar mamurim b'shal mitzvahs. When do we say that we listen to the prophet when he tells us to temporarily violate something concerning the other mitzvahs? Avu b'avodas kachavim en shomim lo afilu l'pishah. But concerning idolatry, we do not listen to him even temporarily. Afilu asos samosim gedolim, even if he did great and wonderful miracles. And he said that Hashem commanded that we serve idols only this day, or only at this hour. He has spoken something removed, from truth, something false concerning Hashem. Concerning this, the pasuk says, writes and says, and even if the sign and the miracle comes true, do not listen to the words of that prophet. For he has spoken falsely about Hashem your God. For he is coming to negate or deny the prophecy of Moshe. Therefore we know with certainty that he is a false prophet. And anything that he did with sorcery. The Yechaneki should be put to death by strangulation. Even though the Rambam has already mentioned this previously about not listening to idolatry, because the Mishnah points out there the Rambam was emphasizing that you are supposed to listen to him in everything. And he puts parenthetically, but not idolatry. And here he has the actual law that you're never supposed to serve idols, even at the behest of a prophet, even temporarily.